April has come and gone, and with its passing, many shorebirds have left us for their breeding grounds. While many shorebirds are on the move northward, one shorebird decides to stay on our beaches, mudflats, and most unusual, in our towns. This shorebird has broken free of its classification and has been able to thrive in areas thousands of miles away from any shore. And it's this week's Bay Bird. This is Michael Ziegler from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we look at the world of the killdeer. Welcome to Bay Birds. The killdeer is a medium-sized plover, averaging about 10 inches in length. The killdeer can be identified by the characteristic plover shape, a large round head and large eyes, with a short and slender bill. While their coloration seems typical for many shorebirds, dark on top and light below, it's their subtle markings that are most intriguing. Two beautiful black bands on their upper chest and a rusty orange rump set this shorebird apart from all the rest. The killdeer is also one of the largest of the ringed plovers, a group that also includes the threatened western snowy plover. Unlike the western snowy plover, the killdeer doesn't share its threatened status, as it is one of the most abundant shorebirds in the United States. Although they frequent sandbars and mudflats around the San Francisco Bay, their classification as a shorebird doesn't provide an accurate picture of their distribution. The killdeer thrives in all types of open habitats, usually where the vegetation is low-growing. Much like the barn swallow, the killdeer has been very successful in adapting to areas of intense human development, as you can find them on lawns, golf courses, and agricultural fields. In fact, they have been so successful in finding habitats in and around human development, they can be found in all of the lower 48 states. While their willingness to live and nest near human development has benefited them in the long run, this lifestyle has made them more vulnerable to pesticide poisoning and injuries due to collisions with cars and buildings. Luckily for the killdeer, they have a few tricks up their sleeve to defend their nests from possible intrusion. The nests of the killdeer are not very elaborate, and their location is not where you would expect to find the nest of a small bird. The killdeer choose to nest near the ground and do so with a ritual known as the scrape ceremony. The end product of the ceremony is a small divot scraped into the bare ground and lined with rocks, sticks, and other small objects. Due to the precarious position of their nests, the parents have a couple strategies to keep their eggs safe. To lure an egg-snatching predator away from their nests, the parents will drag their wing as if it were broken as they scurry away from their nest. Once the predator is far enough away from the nest, they pick up their wing and fly back to their nest. While this works for predators, it doesn't work for large herbivores that might accidentally step on the exposed eggs. To combat this problem, the killdeer will puff themselves up, lift their tail above their head, and run at the animal to drive it off a collision course with their eggs. While these birds might be small, they will charge at animals as large as a cow. To catch a glimpse of a killdeer, head out to Rodeo Lagoon in the Marin Headlands. That's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito in Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at RichardsonBay.Audubon.org. This is Michael Ziegler from Conservation Corps North Bay and the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.